This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The 15 people have been killed, 60 wounded Saturday when a suicide bomber tried entering a polling station in northern Kabul. Eight people are dead, with a policeman who stopped the attacker at the first security checkpoint just before he set off explosives, according to a deputy spokesman. Saturday's parliamentary elections were reportedly marred by sporadic attacks throughout the day, along with reports of long lines and millions of people casting ballots. The Taliban had issued repeated warnings of attacks on polling stations and all election-related activity. The threats, however, were not enough to keep many registered voters at home. VOA teams across the country reported seeing high turnout, judging by the number of voters at various polling places. Their chairman of the Independent Election Commission of Afghanistan said more than 2 million Afghans had voted in 27 provinces by 2 p.m. local time. The highest turnout, 638,000 votes, was in Kabul. Reports from five other provinces were not yet available and promised further details later on Saturday. Saudi Arabia has now admitted that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in Istanbul, in the consulate there. The kingdom claims it was the result of a fight that broke out, and which has now resulted in the arrest of more than a dozen people, 18 to be exact. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala meeting this Saturday to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after U.S. President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S. A standoff between the migrants and Mexican police continued as they settled on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico. A top Russian diplomat is now being dismissing the latest U.S. allegation of election meddling, in which one woman has been arrested. The head of Israel's leading human rights group has strongly criticized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government during a contentious U.N. Security Council meeting for what he called its oppression and denial of rights to the Palestinians. Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Dannon, responded, accusing the director of staging a circus in the council on Thursday, and then in Hebrew, telling him, "Shame on you, you're a collaborator." It drew a rebuke from Britain's UN ambassador, Karen Pierce, who complained that council members could not understand Dannon's remarks in Hebrew, which is not one of the UN's six official languages. The AP obtained a translation at the council meeting. One person was invited to address the UN's most powerful body by Bolivia, which holds the Security Council presidency this month. The United States and South Korea have suspended another major military exercise in a continued push for diplomacy. That's according to the Pentagon. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White said that the two militaries would suspend their joint air exercises, dubbed Vigilant Ace. This is in order to give the diplomatic process every opportunity to continue. That decision was announced following trilateral talks among U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and his South Korean counterparts. The suspension of the air exercises follows a number of U.S. military decisions in the past year that are aimed at persuading North Korea to negotiate a verifiable path to giving up its nuclear weapons. The United States and South Korea delayed their first large-scale exercise of the year. That's called Full Eagle, so it could not clash with the Winter Olympics. Later, they canceled another exercise. That was their second large-scale joint exercise that had been scheduled for August, and that cancellation came after an unprecedented June summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. And the U.S. military has characterized its joint exercises on the Korean Peninsula as defensive in nature rather than provocative. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow. No one has won at the $1 billion jackpot that was set for Friday night. The winnings for next week's drawing, which occurs on Tuesday, will have an estimated value of $1.6 billion that moves past the previous record, which was $1.586 billion in Powerball drawing set in January of 2016. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.